From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The frenemy nature of YouTube and the music industry. Why they still need each other, coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Despite their sometimes personal differences, YouTube and the music industry have a mutual need of sorts. YouTube's parent, Google, defended itself on Wednesday, saying its efforts to compensate the music industry has paid upward towards $3 billion to date. The music industry still thinks Google is getting off cheap. Let's get straight to the details, because joining us right now is Wall Street Journal reporter Dan Gallagher with the very latest. Hi, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, you think of YouTube and the music industry, it's obviously quite an interesting relationship. Can you first break down the complicated nature of this relationship and why they're essentially frenemies that need each other?
You sure. Well, YouTube has, you know, maybe billions of videos that are available on it now. It's just this huge inventory. A large portion of those are actually music. They're either music videos actually made by the record companies, or they might be mashups made by YouTube users and uploaded, or simply people that took a popular song and put it on their own kind of slideshow. I mean, it runs the gamut. But recorded music owned by the record labels makes up, according to a lot of estimates I've seen, a very big part of what YouTube has available. So it's a big part of why people use YouTube. For YouTube, that's a lot of traffic driving. Of course, when the record companies feel like they need to, you know, they get revenue through that now. YouTube pays them, revenue for, hosting that traffic, but the record companies think that they should be getting more, and that's what it comes down to.
Right. To complicate matters, or just to kind of throw another element into this, Google on Wednesday defended its efforts to compensate the music industry. Can you give us the backstory there and how this further complicates matters?
Yeah. So what's interesting here is, years ago, Google set up this system called Content ID for YouTube, because YouTube, not only music, but, you know, people were uploading sometimes copyrighted movies and other types of materials. And what that system did was it automated a process so that if you own a copyright to, let's say, a song, and you see that somebody has uploaded that song to YouTube for, you know, whatever reason, you can actually put a claim on that. And by doing so, you can get a portion of the revenue, ad revenue that YouTube makes, against that piece of copy. And so it's supposed to automate this process. Google's position is that this has enabled the music industry in particular to collect a lot of revenue from material that's put on YouTube, so they're not getting ripped off. The music business claims, and in an article that some colleagues at the Journal ran last month, is that the system doesn't catch everything, and that two, when people look out at terms of the rates YouTube is paying the music industry, they're actually below the rates of other ad-supported type services like Spotify's ad-supported services and such. Mm-hmm. So that's the position of the music industry, is they think there's holes in the system and that YouTube is not paying enough when they are paying.
What's the playing field like? You mentioned briefly Spotify and SoundCloud and other platforms. In terms of just the revenue created, is YouTube really in the best spot here?
Well, I mean, they're in a powerful spot because they drive a lot of interest and traffic into music. I mean, I've seen estimates to where they're either the largest streaming music platform in the world, bigger than any other way people are listening to music, or that they're second only to, you know, essentially terrestrial radio that's been around for decades. So any way you cut it, their presence is very large. And you know, for the music industry, I mean, they love the exposure and publicity that YouTube gives them, because that's getting out music, getting a broad exposure in a time where people are not buying as many records, you know, the way they used to, or radio isn't what it used to be. So for the music industry, the exposure is good. They feel they need to be paid more for it.
Mm-hmm. How do you see this playing out? Is this just indefinite frenemy territory here?
Well, probably. I mean, you know, and it's not necessarily a new debate when you're, you know, think of it between the debate of people who make a piece of content and the people who distribute it. So, you know, you often have contentious negotiations between a cable company and, you know, a media company, you know, who makes the movies and the company that distributes them, you know, that will argue over who deserves more money and such. So in that sense, I don't think this debate is that new. What I think is interesting about this is that, when you look at it, the two sides really do need each other, and probably more than they let on, mm-hmm. you know, in their public statements. I got a sense that, you know, maybe eventually it settles out. Maybe Google decides to, you know, pay a little more. The music industry decides the exposure is worth it, or some sort of compromise. But, you know, in the long term, these debates tend to happen frequently, and they're not, I don't think they're just going to go away.
Yeah, right. Very interesting. Great insight, as always. Dan Gallagher, thanks for joining the podcast.
Yeah.
We've been speaking to Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher. For more, check out WSJ.com/heard. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.